Day 2 of Divine Arsenal, and today we open the armory. Paul says our weapons are not carnal, but then in Ephesians 6, the same apostle lays them out piece by piece. There's a reason he uses military language. He wants you to understand that this is not casual spirituality. This is a soldier preparing for war, and a soldier doesn't walk into battle unarmed because he forgot to check his equipment. The belt of truth. This is where everything starts. In Roman armor, the belt was the foundation piece. It held everything else together. If the belt failed, the whole armor came loose. Truth functions the same way in spiritual warfare. When you stop living in truth, about who God is, about who you are in Christ, about what Scripture actually says, everything else starts to slip. Deception is the enemy's first weapon. Truth is yours. The breastplate of righteousness. This piece protects the heart. And the righteousness Paul means here is not your own. It is the righteousness of Jesus Christ, credited to your account at salvation. When the enemy comes with accusation, and he will, you don't stand on your record. You stand on his. The breastplate isn't your goodness. It's his. The shield of faith. Paul says this one specifically quenches. That's the word. Quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked. Faith doesn't just block attacks, it extinguishes them. But a shield only works when you pick it up. Faith without use is furniture. Pick it up. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This is the only offensive weapon in the whole list. Everything else is defensive. The sword is how you push back, and Jesus showed us how to use it. 3 times the devil came at him in the wilderness. 3 times Jesus answered with, "It is written." Not a feeling, not an argument, not a personal opinion. Scripture, spoken out loud. The sword drawn and used. And prayer, which is the posture that makes all of it work. Ephesians 6:18 says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit." Prayer isn't the last resort. Prayer is the atmosphere in which the whole battle is fought. Today's application. Pick up the sword. Find one verse that directly addresses your greatest current battle. Fear, shame, doubt, temptation, and speak it out loud. Not just read it, speak it. 3 times if needed. That is what spiritual warfare looks like in practice. Father, arm me with your weapons. I take up the shield of faith today. I take up the sword of your word. Let every dart the enemy fires be quenched before it lands. I fight from your victory, not toward it. In Jesus' name, amen. This is day 2 of Divine Arsenal. The armory is open. Take what you need.